Hi, just calling in with another update. After our tour of Michigan City, which I posted a bunch of pictures of, we headed over to the Beverly Shores area and took some pictures around there. I posted that one picture from Beverly Shores of the tree branch that had fallen on somebody's car and damaged the back windshield, in fact, shattered the back windshield, and it also cracked the front windshield. But that was the only picture I posted, but I took a lot of other pictures with my digital camera, and I'll post some of those later. Lots of damage down there, lots of trees blown over. For the most part, the houses escaped having trees fall directly on them, but there were some exceptions to that. There were a lot of trees blown down in roads. In fact, even now, today, 24 hours after the storm, several of the roads that cut through from Lakeshore Drive to the 12, which are basically the roads that feed into Beverly Shores, the community, several of those roads were still blocked off, and there were fire trucks and in some cases, cable company cars and such working to clear those roads and get, I'm sure, the power back on and cable working and such. We had, I think, two different times where we were driving down a road that would have gotten us through Beverly Shores and back to the 12, and we had to turn around because the road was still blocked off. But we eventually got out of there, got out of Beverly Shores, and headed down to the end of that area, and now we are on the, we came back, that was in eastern Porter County, we came back into LaPorte County, and now we're on the 421 South heading towards Westville. In this particular area, in the southern Michigan City area, southwestern Michigan City, there isn't much damage. Of course, there aren't too many trees. It's more of a commercial area where we just were, and so there weren't any trees to fall over. But it looks like it wasn't as much damage here. However, according to the reports on TV, once we get down towards Westville, it was hit pretty hard. In fact, the road that we're on right now, the 421, was the road where a tractor-trailer truck was reportedly knocked over during the height of the storm yesterday. That was, I believe, about 2 miles north of Westville. We right now are probably about 7 or 8 miles north of Westville and heading down in that direction. So we'll see what we see down there. The most remarkable thing for my eyes anyway that we've seen so far that I did post a picture of, the picture doesn't do it justice, is a set of bleachers that were literally picked up from a skating rink and blown up into the air and hurled about 50 yards and then dropped in the middle of the road. And you can tell that they were picked up and dropped rather than having been blown just across by straight line winds because of the fact that they landed on top of some wooden posts that were standing straight up out of the ground, and the posts were pretty much undamaged. They were slightly bent over, one or two of them, but for the most part, they were not bent over. And if the bleachers had been blown straight across the field into the post, it would have just knocked them straight over, but it didn't. It landed right on top of them, clearly coming down vertically. And if you looked at them, the metal itself from the bleachers, it was all twisted around in all kinds of weird contorted shapes, and lots of things that should have been straight weren't. And so you definitely got a sense from that it was probably tornadic damage. Right now, I was telling you that it wasn't too much damage. Now we're getting into an area where there is damage again. We just passed a house that had a tree fall in its front yard, and there's another fairly large tree that had been uprooted. So I'm going to quit this update now and get back to taking pictures as we head into the Westville area, but that's the update, and I will have much more later on this storm damage.